Now, the Steve Cochran Show continues. Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, 720
WGN.
9-11, hour number 5. Larry Wirt is the president of Tribune Broadcasting. Jimmy DeCastro is the president and general manager of WGN Radio and The Game at 87.7 FM. And Todd Manley is the vice president of content. They're obviously all here to meet Max from Dancing with the Stars in a few minutes.
But no question.
Since he's not here yet.
You should see Wirt's moves.
Let's talk first about the story of the day. Jimmy DeCastro, first off, happy anniversary one day late. Yesterday was your one-year mark at WGN.
That went quick. That was a lot of fun.
It went quick, and there have been so many changes made, so many positive changes made, and the listeners have responded, and the ratings are terrific, and we thank them for that. But this one is a big one, and this is the Cubs leaving WGN after 90 years. So let me just start with that. Why would the Cubs put a position out that makes them no longer a viable partner with us?
Well, Steve, first off, let me say we're really proud of our longtime association with the Chicago Cubs. But it has to make good business sense, and the current arrangement just doesn't make good business sense. And we've spoken in the last year with the Cubs about trying to figure out a way to make that work. We're huge supporters of what Theo and Jed are doing and trying to build it, and Crane Kenny and the Ricketts family and what they're trying to do up on the north side. And we've supported it with millions and millions of dollars of on-air talent and broadcasts and travel and affection and love throughout our hallways. So today is a tough day because I have a left hand full of empathy for our listeners who've had such an amazing association with us and 720 and having the Cubs in our DNA. And then to my direct right and left, my wingman and my boss, who look at me to have the fiduciary responsibility of how do I manage a business. And I love that Larry's here because I can look out of him and I can say, this is like Sonny Corleone saying, this isn't personal, Chicago Cubs. This is business.
It's a joint civic committee of Italian-Americans on line 4.
Right.
But it is a hard day for us because we love the Cubs. But the business elements of it, and as you're quite aware and has been written by, you know, by the Chicago Tribune, by Rob Feeder last night. I know you have that article in front of you that we've worked very hard to try and make this work and to make this continue. We've offered them plenty of options and opportunity, and they've chosen that they want a cash, straight cash partnership, and another broadcaster's willing to put up money that we just don't think makes sense for the economics of managing our business, our shareholders, our audience. And for example, I look at all the people in this room, the ability to pay all of you and have such an incredible morning show here. It's not that we don't love the Cubs. It's that it just doesn't make business sense on an AM radio station, given today's new media opportunities and ways for advertisers to buy the Cubs.
Larry, you want to chime in on that?
Well, I think people out there know that sports broadcast rights across the board just continue to go up and go up and go up. And at some point, it just doesn't make sense. At some point, sports broadcasting is a terrific, wonderful business, especially in this world of choice on all the different platforms.
Yep.
And people make it, you know, the fan bases are passionate. They make appointments with the programming, with the content. But again, at some point, you get upside down.
And upside down by several million dollars. Now, I think this is an important piece of the story. There were several creative attempts made to cut a deal with the Cubs, including deals that would allow us to have the great joy of continuing to lose money for a few more years as they got the product right on the field and became a better sell. Is that factual?
Yeah, that's clearly factual. We have offered that. We did a lot of analysis. There were a dozen of us, Jackie, Jeff, Todd, myself, Dave Ennett, that looked at every other play-by-play arrangement. About half of the teams, in the Major League Baseball have the play-by-play rights carried by the team directly, which we offered for them to do, and then we would carry the games, even at no cost, to have them for our audience. There's another half of the baseball teams that carry it by a station, as is this case where stations would bid for rights. Those rights fees have doubled and tripled, even since the time the Cubs were sold. They've more than over-doubled. And we offered an opportunity for them to have a profit-sharing opportunity with us. We gave them a guarantee. We have an amazingly successful arrangement with John McDonough and Rocky Wirtz and Jay Blunk at the Chicago Blackhawks that works financially phenomenally for them and phenomenally for us. We offered that same kind of arrangement. We offered equity arrangements. We offered ownership. We have a 5% ownership in the team as a corporation. Larry could speak to that. And we offered an equity opportunity for them to have an ownership, a long-term ownership in this station. And it's really their decision today that they've made the decision to go to an all-cash offer.
Todd, what's this mean as far as covering the team goes?
Well, I think, you know, the interesting thing about how the rights have grown and how they're distributed amongst many media players is that, you know, it's not really an exclusive arrangement in audio anymore. MLB sells an app, and that takes the streaming rights away from us. They have also done deals with satellite radio. So we wanted a number that reflected that change in the value. But, I mean, the reality of us being the Cubs radio station has as much to do with what we do outside of play-by-play. I mean, the reason that we will always be the Cubs station will be because we tell the story of the team's growth. We go to spring training. We talk about Wrigley life in a way that will not change in 2015 or really ever. And we have a space here in audio, video, and social to do it better than ever.
You know, Larry, you deal with TV stations around the country as the president of Tribune Broadcasting. Are you seeing this sort of story replicated in different markets?
Oh, sure. And not only in radio, but in television and even in cable. But what's happening in many of the sports arrangements is they're moving to platforms where they can get subscription fees. And this is a case for us in radio in Chicago where WGNAM has to live only on advertising revenue.
And it's tough to sell a product that's a bad product right now.
Well, look, they're in a rebuild. You know, and as Jimmy said, we support what they're doing.
Support. I'm just saying that legitimately it's tough to generate advertiser interest when the team is down.
There's no question.
I believe they're going up. You believe they're going up.
Right.
But right now it's a tough sell.
And the ratings and audiences are lower, not just because they're having an ebb and flow of their performance. That's definitely a factor. But people have more choice.
Right.
So audiences have declined, period. And so the monetization of those audiences for advertisers has gone down.
But it is clear, like late last year, we had no meters on certain of our Saturday and Sunday games in September and October. 288 losses in 2011 through 2013 is very difficult. But even if we were a winning team at this point in time, and if I looked at and we went back and looked at 203 through 208, where they won the division twice and were a wild card one time, if we looked at the current economics of this, we'd lose $30 million over that period of time. Cash.
So it's financially unsustainable.
Absolutely unsustainable. And that's also, there are many, many advertisers, as Todd and Larry mentioned, that can buy around the Cubs in different ways and aren't buying baseball the way they used to buy it. For the first time, Chevrolet and Old Style Beer and Budweiser Beer and Blue Cross Blue Shield are no longer interested in buying Cubs baseball. That's extremely difficult. And it's just a changing dynamic. There's one other thing I do want to just touch in on relative to what Todd said. You know, our best days of baseball, and as we're celebrating our 90th year anniversary right now, it's pretty amazing that it was 90 years ago that we carried a Sox-Cubs game. And we're honoring Orion and our Walk of Fame and many others. But our best days of baseball is maybe outside the lines specifically going forward. But with Dave Ennett and Dave Kaplan and Todd Hollingsworth and Connor McKnight and Ben Finfer and your little snotty brother, the game that Larry's letting us play with, and Eric here who's got a video camera, and Jackie, we're going to be able to be at the ballpark. We're going to be surrounding the Cubs. We're still going to spring training. I was with Pat and Ron Coomer congratulating them last night, and Matt and Judd, and told them that they're part of our family forever, and everybody knows that, and I told them they have a job with us for as long as they'd like. By the way, they are, as you've reported many times today, their contracts go along with CBS. That was part of
the
deal.
Well, that's good. We love those guys.
Which we do love those guys, and they're still part of our family. But we're going to still have this in our DNA. WGN 720 is going nowhere, and Cubs baseball isn't going, just because we're not carrying that play-by-play.
Yeah, and the thing is, to be able to bring you this show, and to bring you Williams, and to bring you Bill and Wendy, and to bring you all the shows we do, to bring you Blackhawks, to bring you Northwestern, to bring you all the things that are on the drawing board, and Kathy and Judy on the weekend and things, those things cost money.
They do, and Steve, and I don't want to embarrass you right now, but I think the audience should know that you were willing to take a 3% pay cut if we were able to keep the Cubs.
2.5
Yeah, well, you were going to raise it.
Yes.
They rejected that.
Yeah, so yeah, it's one of the many things they rejected that I brought up, including throwing for them. Talk about TV for a second. Where do the Cubs stand with WGN television?
Yeah, well, look, we're in a conversation with the Cubs. This is our last contractual year right now, similar to radio, and we're talking about the future. And on the television side, we remain very optimistic about a future with the Cubs.
Okay.
So that conversation is still going on.
Cautiously optimistic, does that sum it up?
Yeah, I think it does. I think we're a lot of
I'm not giving you 3% on that deal.
I figured that, unless we put you on WGN9 on a regular
basis.
Well,
there you go. Now you're talking, yeah.
With Aaron. We have long-term relationships going up 5 years with the Sox, with the Bulls, and now with the Chicago Blackhawks and Hawks, and we hope we keep that going on with the Cubs.
The lifespan of all of us is limited. The lifespan of this place is forever, and the lifespan of television is forever, and this is but a temporary thing as far as I'm concerned. There was a time in the 50s when WGN lost the Cubs and ended up on WIND, I think, for a couple of years, right?
There was even a time when really anybody could – there were no exclusive rights even in the market, multiple stations. In fact, it's kind of neat sitting with these two guys who have – really kind of breathed a sort of renaissance into the company and the station, because it was Ward Quall who did the same in the mid-50s when he was instructed to take a big check over to Mr. Wrigley across the street and say, no, this team will be ours and only ours. And thus, in 1958, they were exclusively on WGN from that time through the end of this summer.
Can we take a quick break, maybe grab a couple of listener questions? 312-981-7200. We'll get a couple on at least, maybe two or three before the bottom of the hour. Oh, and Max from Dancing with the Stars coming up. He hasn't decided whether he'll dance with Jimmy or Larry yet, but he's working on it. We'll come back and do that. 312-981-7200 if you got a question on the Cubs move. This is WGN. .927 Got a couple of texters to get to. Larry Wirtz here, president of Tribune Broadcasting. That's television and radio. And he also has a cab frequency he works on occasionally. Jimmy DeCastro is here, president and general manager of WGN Radio and The Game, 87.7 FM. And Todd Manley, vice president of content for the same. If your introductions didn't take so long, we could take more callers. But let me go to Bill. Bill, your thoughts.
Good morning, gentlemen. I will miss the Cubs. But if you have money to spend, you spent it wisely to bring Steve Cochran back, and I'll take Steve Cochran over the Cubs any day of the week. So thanks for bringing him back. I appreciate it.
Well, is that your brother? Is that your brother, Cochran?
I wish it was.
Is that your son? Ross, Ross, quit calling.
I could never get Mick to say that. This is an interesting question from the texters. Curious, this is from the 630. Curious, the math you say is so absurd is apparently affordable for CBS. What do we say to that?
We don't think it is. As we look forward, we look back at from 2003 to 2008 and the amount of success the Cubs had and the type of revenue that we could bring in and how we would look, cast that going forward. It just doesn't make any economic sense in our opinion, which is why we're making the decision to pass on it. Larry just brought up an interesting thing, too. You may want to speak about, Larry, about just what happens as time goes on relative to where people can get the Cubs, where they can listen to the Cubs, and where advertisers might spend money.
Yeah, well, look, CBS is a giant organization, and they obviously have a strategy, and this is a long-term deal they're making. So what I would question is, so much has happened in the last 18 months, 2 and 3 years. What does the landscape look like in 2021? And what are the media choices driven by technology? Because technology has changed everything. And so if this economic model doesn't work for us today, or even come close, how can that manifest itself over the years that you really can't predict?
No, we're talking about six-month increments here. If you can look six months down the road, that's great, and television and radio and new media as well. It's very tough to predict beyond that. Here's another one. What does this mean for the future of Bears, Bulls, and White Sox rights? Anybody? Anybody? Jump in.
Sure, I'll start on
that. I mean,
just
speculation.
I'll start on that. I think that CBS has the Bears at this point in time and the White Sox for one more year. As a matter of fact, the Bulls are on ESPN for 2 years, so both of those would become available. We have a relationship with Jerry Reinsdorf, and we've spoken to him, and we'd love to talk with them when the appropriate teams would come up about them being involved in us. Obviously, the Blackhawks organization and the Northwestern organization are incredibly important to us, as are the Cubs. And sports is very important, as Todd can relate to, as the fence post of conversation, as one of our really most important elements, whether it's news in Andrea or it's Orion in the financial world or it's Dave and sports. Those are all really important elements in the fence post for us.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate, too, that a similar deal that we have with the Blackhawks, these are completely separate deals, but a similar deal that we have with the Blackhawks, as you said, Jimmy, was presented to the Cubs and they turned it down, and that's worked out very well for the Blackhawks. But again, that's their option. That's their choice.
There is one other element I want to add to that, Steve, and that's that in the contract it calls for Cubs baseball going on News 780. So next year, News will not be on 780. It will be no longer traffic on the 8s. And obviously, we've talked with Andrea and with Judy and with Steve and our news people here about how we present the things that our audience is telling us that they really want to have, whether it's political things you had on this morning, traffic, weather, news, information, finance, or farm reports. Those elements are really important for us. And with Cubs baseball, and if you take 288 losses in the last 3 years, 34 already this year, Dave, if I had to bet the over and under, it's somewhere in the 90s. If we're not getting any meters in two of the months on Saturdays and Sundays in July and August, Samardzija gets traded, who's going to be listening to Cubs baseball?
It's a tough nut. And meters, by the way, you refer to are ratings.
Correct.
That's the ratings.
Correct.
That people might not
Correct.
Understand that.
So we'll have a bigger news presence on our station, and that we think gives us a lot of available programming for greater opportunity to present to our audience. And then the White Sox won't be, you know, the Cubs have the option to move it to 670 The Score the following year. So the White Sox and the Bulls would become available. So we'll be in conversations
who
with
knows?
Jerry Reinsdorf.
It's a big who knows.
That's exactly what we're saying.
Andrea, you have a question for these guys?
No, I think it sums it up great. I think, you know, the truth is it's not – I was hearing early on WGN lost the Cubs. It's not the case. It's not the case.
Todd said it earlier, Andrea. Like, we will always continue to cover
right?
these organizations, these franchises, talk to the fans about all of them with or without play-by-play. But if an arrangement could be made with play-by-play with any of these organizations, we will be interested
Absolutely.
With our two stations.
And we made a choice that we had to make based on how much money we have and how much money we're willing to spend.
Correct.
Okay. I would love to talk to you guys more, but at this point, I don't want to have a meeting with you on why I'm late for news. So, Todd, any other closing thoughts? We good? Everybody's good?
Everybody
High fives
good.
All around?
Love you, man. Love all of you.
And
I'd just like to say happy 90th anniversary to all the amazing families and people that have been associated with this incredible place. And I'll end up with saying I've worked at hundreds of radio stations around the country, and I've never been at a place where the audience was more important to the people. And as we all have said, we're stewards of an amazing asset, as we are with Cubs baseball being on the station. And I'm honored to be involved in it. I'm thrilled Larry gave me the opportunity to finally call him boss instead of him calling me boss for all the years. And that Cochran, you got Todd Manley to come back and become our talent whisperer and join us. So
yeah.
Great job, morning show. Thanks for having us on.
And thanks for a great first year, Jimmy.
Yeah.
And
thank you. By the way, I'm at jimmy@WGN Radio. If anybody wants to email or send me comments.
First mistake you made all morning.
I'll take all the bullets. Bring them on.
By the way, he's at jimmy@WGN Radio.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, guys. News next.